good night of Shabbos to everybody. Parshas Kedoshim, Tov Shinayin Vav, short for it. If this is the short for it, can you imagine how big the long for it? Anyway, we might say we'll try to make it short and sweet. Kedoshim Tiyu, the parashah starts off, you should be Kadosh, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am Kadosh. Literally, everybody translates Kadosh being holy. It's a very, very hard word that, you know, I won't call it a hard word, but a word that a lot of people translate holy, but they, I don't think they know exactly what, you know, the word holy, bagels are also have holes, all holy also. We have to know what holy exactly means. Holy, we just think is very, very religious, very from, extra, you know, particular. Rashi doesn't translate. Rashi says, Kedoshim Tiyu means Prushim in Arayas, means abstinence, means be able to remove himself from the physical. Kadosh means where a person is able to, even though he is physical, he's able to remove himself and be aloof and above the physical world. And that is Be'emes the challenge for us in this world. We're in a world with a tremendous physical, in a world with so much going on and so much pulling us different ways. And our job is obviously to use the physical in order to enhance our religion, use the physical to become more spiritual. But a person has to know that by abstaining and lifting himself above the physical, that's how he becomes the holy. That's how he brings holiness into his life. The pasuk continues. So now that we've established that's Kodesh Yisrael, so we would think the Torah would now tell us about different types of ways to abstain. How does a person remove himself from the physical? But the next pasuk seems perplexing with Fizah. It doesn't go right into the Inyan of Arayas. The next pasuk says, "Ish imoy v'aviv tiro," talks about fearing our parents, and then "Shabshashu tishmoyru," and watch, keep the Shabbos. So this is a very, very challenging, very, very difficult. Oh, 2 minutes. I'm just getting bored. I say I don't do it. This is very, very, very perplexing. Question: why is this the hemshich to the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem? And the answer, I think, is that if we order a person to work and attain this level of kedusha, of prisha, of greatness and holiness, where he's above the oilam hazeh, he's above the physical. A person has to work on discipline. A person has to work on disciplining himself. One of the greatest characteristics and tools for a person in this world to be successful is the koach of discipline. Even though we look at discipline, sometimes we've been trained from a young child to look at discipline as something not so geschmack, not liked as much. When we have to be disciplined, or and people discipline us, we sometimes look at it as a challenge, especially when parents are disciplined children. There are different forms of discipline, we know, but that's not the subject exactly how to do the discipline. That also needs a schmooze. But discipline in its essence is looked as frowned upon sometimes as when we're children, because a child likes to be free. A child grows up with that feeling of freedom, and as we grow older, we also like to have that independence and freedom. And discipline, in a certain way, you know, hones us in and makes us feel less independent. But Be'etzem, a person has to understand that if a person learns discipline as a young child, and this is one of the most biggest chiyuvim of a parent, and his koach of chinuch to teach it, when a person learns how to be disciplined, and he acquires a bit of discipline in himself, this is one of the greatest tools to be able to be successful in this world, because this world is a world that could pull a person apart at the seams, pull him apart from every single aspect. The Olam Hazeh has koyachos to pull a person apart, and if a person has the koyach to say no, a person has the koyach to say that I'm not going to give in to every single whim that I have. I'm going to tell myself that there's a certain amount of that I'm ready to do, and I'm ready to go to sleep at a certain time. I'm ready to eat a certain amount and not overeat. I'm ready to be oisik in this physical act of this physical world up to a certain point, and no more, because I know that if I get dragged in, like the Mesillas Yesharim says in Perek Aleph, once a person gets dragged into this world, so it drags him all along, and he gets lost. But if a person learns that koach of discipline, and he says he's able to say no, and he's able to say, that's it, I'm in trial, I'm not going to continue, and I'm going to stay away from this thing that's harmful for me. From that, a person can learn how to become a totally holy and kadosh, because kadosh is that union of precious abstinence. And once a person has the koach of discipline, therefore the Torah warns us, right after the koach of kadosh, you know how to become a kadosh. Ishima of Tiro, listen to your parents, listen to their discipline, follow what they have to say, even though it's hard, become a disciplined person. The Shabsoisa Tishmoiru, Shabbos is the most classical example of the discipline, how we learn to be abstained. Now, even though the whole week, Sheish Yom Tas and Malocha, we learn on Shabbos to be disciplined and say, no, we're not going to touch this, we're going to stay away from that. And through that, Be'ezer Hashem, a person can be in control of himself, to learn to use the physical world only for what's needed. Sheish Yom Tavavas, Sheish Yom Tavavas, Yom Hashi Tishbois, Tol HaChana for Shabbos. Shabbos is the time to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be and in a certain way be Purish, even though we enjoy the physical in a certain way in Shabbos, but we in a certain way we abstain from the physical. And we should be zeichah through that Be'ez Hashem to attain the truly level of Kadosh. The Torah tells us Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeicha, that Hashem says that you, my children, you should be Kadosh because you have to be like me. We see how Kadosh Baruch looks upon us, that we in a certain way he looks upon us, that we're that there's a certain level. Obviously, it's only a bechina, a small level. Like Kadosh, I need just like me. You should be just like me. We should be zeicher to strive to those madregas, become Kadosh, be zeicher that tremendous madrega, be zeicher to all the brachas that come with it. Have a good Shabbos.